It's another Saturday morning at CCU Land when we have a bit of a wine chat with our friend from Haskell's, Ted Farrell. Good morning, Ted.
Hey, Danny, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well on this final full day officially of summer, but I tell you what, that forecast says summer's going to continue this whole week.
Well, it's looking pretty good. Again, these late summers, or our calendar sure doesn't jibe with the seasons, that's for sure, because it's just, it seems every day it's a little bit different. Every year it kind of becomes a little bit different. They keep on flip-flopping seasons on us.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. We could use some moisture, but that's a whole nother show. Speaking of shows, what are we going to chat about today?
Well, today, all throughout the state of Minnesota is the Minnesota Duck Opener. And there's so many fellas right now and families going out in the field to, put out their boats, put out their decoys, and hopefully harvest some of these waterfowl. It's a little odd on a day like today where it's a nice bluebird day and it's sunny and you probably need more sunscreen than you do shells. But, it's a great Minnesota tradition as far as families getting together, going out in the field in those early, early mornings and doing all that hard work and putting decoys out, dragging a boat through the reeds and shooting a few birds. And, what goes so well with a heavy game like that is Rhone wines. Now, Rhone wines come from the south of France. There's two specific areas where there's the big Rhone Valley itself, and they slice that up into two portions, the northern Rhone and the southern Rhone. The northern Rhone is a very, very small, little narrow area where very, very small, where the southern Rhone, very large, massive area, almost 200 kilometers long into about 70, 80 kilometers wide. But they make fantastic wines all throughout the valley. What we'll kind of talk about more today is sort of the southern Rhones, because those are a little bit more approachable as far as price point. Up in the northern Rhone, you have things like Côte Roti and Crow's Hermitage, which generally Côte Roti probably starts at about $90 to $120 or even more, depending on the producer, because they make so little of it. But the interesting thing about the Rhone Valley is it has, like everything in France, rich, rich history. They kind of trace their roots back to the Greeks. They believe that the first Syrah plantings actually came from Persia, the Shiraz grape that we know, from Australia, but it's the same thing. And they planted that all throughout the valley, and it kept on growing and growing. Interesting history, because then you had the Romans come in after the Greeks, and then you had the Gauls come in and plant around there. And the interesting thing, especially in the southern area, just because the soils are a lot different than the north, there's an abundance of these wines, just so many of them. Over time, again, more history where in about the 12th century, the Dukes of Burgundy actually banned Côte de Rhones and Rhone wines from their neck of the woods in northern France because they didn't think that they were too terrific. And they've always needed a good marketing department. So in about the 14th century, they finally elected a French Pope who all of a sudden decided he didn't like Rome anymore, and he moved shop up into Avignon, which Avignon is sort of the capital of the Rhone Valley, and that's where he set up shop. And, one of his goals, not to mention, is to perpetuate Christianity, was also to perpetuate the wines of the Rhone Valley. And the southern portion of the Rhone, generally the biggest portion of it, is called Côte de Rhone, and the hills of the Rhone Valley is the translation. But these wines, dominated by the Grenache grape, do have some Syrah and some Beauvendre blended into them. But there's so much wine planted where it's pretty crazy. If you look at some of the statistics between the south and the north, there's over 3 to 4 million hectoliters planted in the southern Rhone, where in certain villages like Côte Roti, things like that, there's only 220 hectoliters, and then even Crow's Hermitage, which is the largest of the Appalachians in the northern vineyard, there's only about maybe 1,300 hectoliters planted. So down in the southern Rhone, there is just an abundance of wine, and the best thing about that, it makes it so affordable. But it's very interesting over time, you don't have the great estate, houses that you do have, let's say, in Bordeaux or Burgundy. There are some great producers that everyone knows of, Chapoutier and Jabalay and Chave, but there is a lot of people down there. I think there's almost 6,000 properties in the south of France or in the southern Rhone. And with those, a lot of those people just sell or grow wine or grow grapes, and then they contract that out to negotiants or whatnot. And it's a very interesting co-op system where they would just sell their grapes to the guy down the street, a little co-op, and they would crush and make the wines. And I remember I was always fascinated by it. One of my first trips through the Rhone Valley, we were meeting with this producer, a negotiant that had some great wines, and inside his facility was almost, for the lack of a better description, a gas station of wine, where very old time, you would see the local folks come in. They would have pitchers or they would have a big jug, and they would go up to what looked like almost a gas pump, and they would, you know, put their money in there. The pump would put whatever wine in there. And they had a Syrah tank and a Grenache tank and whatnot. You'd see some of these guys go back and forth and fill up their pitcher, make their own blend, pay for it, and then go on. It was quite incredible because that's one thing that you saw down in the southern Rhone more. It was just a lot easier for the winemakers or the vineyard growers to sell everything off to the co-op. But their wines grew in popularity where all of a sudden now you see a lot of these smaller producers kind of setting out and getting out on their own and making some great wines and putting their name on it rather than selling to the big, large co-ops in town. So there's a great opportunity for that. And there's a lot of wonderful, wonderful wineries. That one of my favorites is called the Croix de Bonpas. And the interesting thing about that, it's the cross of the good passing. And very, you know, with all the history that area has, there was a small area right by the Rhone River where it was easy to pass by. And so, of course, what do? They set up a little monastery right there. You know, maybe you have to stop and pay and pray, and then you cut across the river because that was safe passage, the bon passe, which is the good passage across the river. And that particular Côte de Rhone, fun little wine. The best thing about all these Côte de Rhones is they're very, very inexpensive. Now, there are some that are, can sneak up to $25, $30 a bottle, but that's because they have a big name producer like a Javelet or a Chape. Many of these other ones barely breach, you know, $15 or more. And the interesting thing about that, why I like to tie these up to, let's say, duck season, is the simple fact that, a duck breast, more game to it. It's a bigger flavor. There's a lot of flavor going on that. And these Rhone wines have that body. They have that oomph. They have that, there is Grenache in there, but there is that Syrah that kind of just builds up with it. And they're so affordable. There's a few other districts that you can go into, Gigondas, again, the Crow's Hermitage, and those wines jump up to maybe $20, $30 a bottle, which would definitely hang in there, or venison. But, you know, with all those duck hunters out there bringing in their quarry, you know, right now, hopefully they're, you know, filleting and getting them all ready. There's nothing better than putting a little duck breast like that on a grill and then opening up a nice Rhone wine, very inexpensive, very pleasant to sit down and enjoy, what you've just harvested. It's just terrific.
You know what? I haven't done it for a while, but as I recall with a Rhone, I've tried just a roast chicken. Was I on the money with that? It seemed pretty good.
You're right on the money, Dave. You know, and again, there's other dishes from the Rhone Valley made famous. You know, obviously ratatouille, where it's just a lot of eggplant, zucchini, tomato that you just kind of let and sit and stoop. And that, you know, the meals that you generally get in the south of France like that are just classic, you know, stick to your ribs, old time food. Whether it is a roasted chicken in a pot like that, it's just terrific. You know, and again, they marry very well with that. It doesn't have to be the game or a wild duck that's on there with all that huge, rich flavor. Again, a little chicken like that, or even, you know, go a nice addition even on turkey. It would be very well with that because, again, they're just the best thing about it. They're so inexpensive. They're so straightforward. They're so easy, and it's kind of one of those just drink it stupid wines. You don't have to think about it. You can analyze it, take notes and all that kind of stuff, but you don't have to get deep into your research about them. The best thing is you just open them up and drink it. And you see some wines now, they are getting a little bit more technical, and they will name, put the area in which they came from. One of the famous places now has become Vizan, V-I-Z-A-N. Then you'll see a Côte de Rhone, like Obreu Vison, which if you're just getting more area specific and more more geographic specific, and you just know that's a little bit more intense, a little bit more quality wine. But anytime you see the word Cote du Rhone, you're in for a treat for the simple fact that it's just an affordable, great red wine. Now, they do make rosés, and they do make a white wine, which are kind of fun. We're kind of at the end of our season. Some of our stocks on those are getting a little bit low, but the rosés are fantastic as far as a well-made, nice fruit forward, a little bit of stone fruit to it. And then the whites are generally like a little Cairé, maybe some Viognier blended into it. So they're a little bit, a little bit odder structure, say, compared to what, like a Sauvignon Blanc. Those are nice and lean and crisp, but a white Rhone has a little bit more viscosity to it, a little bit more body to it. You can put a decent chill on it, nothing too heavy, and enjoy it. But really, their forte are those just great red wines. Stick to your ribs. And again, if people aren't harvesting duck right now, they want to roast a chicken or even, maybe roast a turkey or something like that. It goes so well with that because it's just a light, enjoyable, and delicious wine.
Yes, and you can find all the great ideas Ted has here at any Haskell's, right, Ted?
You're correct, Denny. We might not be able to shoot the bird for you and clean it, but we could definitely make it a wonderful time to enjoy with your friends and sit down at that, or just roast a chicken or make some ratatouille on a lovely day, like a lovely weekend like we have right now. There's a Haskell's all throughout the metro area to take care of your needs. We have a Haskell's in downtown Minneapolis with lots of free parking, especially if you're headed off to the Gopher game tonight. There's a Haskell's in Minnetonka, Haskell's in St. Paul Highland Village, Haskell's down in Bloomington. We have a Haskell's out in White Bear Lake if you're going out east. Also, if you want to go on the St. Croix River, stop by Haskell's in Stillwater. Headed down south, stop by Haskell's in Faribault. You always got to stop by and see the big Haskell Super Cellar in Maple Grove. Or if you're having one last boat cruise out on Excelsior, stop by our Haskell's in downtown Excelsior. Stock up the boat and have a good trip. And if you can't make any of those 24/7, you could always stop by Haskell's.com.
Excellent, Ted. Let's join up next week.
I look forward to it. Hopefully we'll have some duck for you, Denny.
Very good. Good luck. Thank you. Ted Farrell from Haskell's.